W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. She's gaining ground in the polls. Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley was a common target at tonight's Republican debate. The audience did not like this comment that was made by entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy.
The only person more fascist than the Biden regime now is Nikki Haley, who thinks the government should identify every one of those individuals.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie went after Ramaswamy.
The fourth debate that you would be voted in the first 20 minutes as the most obnoxious blowhard in America. So shut up for a while.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also took part in the debate, which was presented by News Nation. Three people were killed and a fourth was critically wounded when a gunman opened fire at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. The suspect was killed by police. The military is grounding all of its Osprey aircraft a week after a crash off the coast of Japan that killed eight Air Force Special Ops forces. This is ABC News. Many remembering legendary TV producer Norman Lear, who died this week at the age of 101.
In a statement, George Clooney calls Norman Lear a giant, writing that the entire world of reason just lost its greatest advocate. Jimmy Kimmel, who's been Lear's producing partner the past few years, writes that Lear's bravery, integrity, and unmatched moral compass were equaled by his kindness, empathy, and wit, pointing out that Lear flew 52 combat missions over Nazi Germany. And Tyler Perry writes that as a child, he lived a daily nightmare, but Lear's sitcoms were the only thing that brought him laughter and joy. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Electricity utility Pacific Core will pay $299 million to settle a lawsuit that was brought by more than 400 people who were harmed by devastating wildfires in Southern Oregon in 2020. The utility lost a similar lawsuit in June for wildfires in other parts of the state. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. She's gaining ground in the polls. Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley was a common target at tonight's Republican debate. The audience did not like this comment that was made by entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy.
The only person more fascist than the Biden regime now is Nikki Haley, who thinks the government should identify every one of those individuals.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie went after Ramaswamy.
The fourth debate that you would be voted in the first 20 minutes as the most obnoxious blowhard in America. So shut up for a little while.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also took part in the debate, which was presented by News Nation. Three people were killed and a fourth was critically wounded when a gunman opened fire at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. The suspect was killed by police. The military is grounding all of its Osprey aircraft a week after a crash off the coast of Japan that killed eight Air Force Special Ops forces. This is ABC News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
...23 overnight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the south, around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 46. 32 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. 1 to 2 inches of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 31.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. At least three people are dead in a shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus. Several others injured. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is there.
We do know that the shooter was killed in a shootout with police, has been identified, but police are not releasing that name at this point. ATF, the FBI, were on scene. And of course, the biggest question throughout the course of this investigation is why.
Blocking a spending bill that has helped